Welcoming in another Dream Team athlete on Regional Radio. Today we dive into the girls basketball category, and for the first time ever in their school's history, Steelville, a girls basketball Dream Team athlete in Hannah Cottrell. And Hannah joining us today on Regional Radio.
It's quite an honor, and it was really shocking when I first found out, but I feel really blessed to have gotten the recognition from other coaches. It was really exciting.
When you look back at the season that you had, now that you can think about it a little bit, do you feel like you had a dream team kind of season? I mean, the coaches felt that way. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, we really made some long strides in our program this year. Coming off of a barely 500 season to going to the district championship for the first time in since the 1990s. I don't really know when the last time it was, but it was just a great season for everyone.
What was it like to play in that district championship? And we were there, and I'll tell you, the crowd support for Steelville was awesome. What was it like to have the community behind you all like that?
It was such a blessing to walk into the gym and see all the red from Steelville and all the support. We even had a send-off the day of the game. And then once we got there and walked in and saw everyone, it was really great. Our school is so involved, and they got a pep bus together, and everyone rode the pep bus. And all of our fans were interactive, and they were into the game the entire time, so we couldn't have asked for anything better.
What's it like to know that you're one of the individuals responsible for putting Steelville basketball back out on the map as a team to watch out for? How cool is that?
It's pretty awesome. When I was really younger and I would come watch high school basketball games, I always told my parents, I was like, I want to be the one that does something different to the Steelville girls basketball program. Me, because the group of girls that I play with, I mean, they're all phenomenal, and I love them all to death, and we've been working hard since we were in fourth grade. So I feel really honored to get to be a part of the program and make the big strides that we did this season along with everyone else.
When you're out there on the floor, what do you take more pride in? Do you take more pride in locking down defensively, or do you take more pride in the offensive side? Because you're pretty good on both ends of the floor. Which do you prefer?
I definitely think that I take more pride in my defense, especially when I was a younger player. I knew, I wasn't always the best shooter, or I just kind of knew that I had to get stops on the defensive end, and then those stops would turn into offense. But I think now my role's kind of changed a little bit as I've gotten older, and I've had to take on the responsibility of being an offensive threat, especially on my high school team. But I definitely prefer the defensive end.
It shows. You can definitely see that you really take pride in the defensive side of the basketball floor. One thing, looking at all the stuff that we get, the information that we get from Coach Collins about you, you're having all of these numbers this season, 18 points, almost 4 assists, just about 6 rebounds, but you're second in your class, so you're putting the effort in basketball just the same as you are in the classroom. What's it like to juggle all of that?
It's pretty stressful at times, honestly. Especially when we have faraway games and late at night, so I stay up and do homework, and I'm always getting to school early the next day if I need help on it. But my teachers and the staff here make everything okay, and they really help me out, so I appreciate that.
Let's talk about some of the folks that have helped you out. I know you get to sit center stage as making the dream team, but behind the scenes, Coach Collins, I mean, who is the driving force? I know that there's got to be somebody that drives you here and there and supports you. Who are those people that we don't get to see?
Oh, my support system, I could go on forever. All the coaches that I've had ever since I was in fourth grade, they've all kind of helped push me to become the player that I am today. And my dad and my mom and everyone else in my family, they've all been behind me 100%, and they've always supported me. No matter what I wanted to do, even if I didn't want to play basketball, I know that they would have my back and always support me. But I just have a really competitive side, and everyone in my family kind of has that drive too. So I think I've kind of taken that on, and I've made it my own and done that.
Once again, talking with Dream Team basketball player from Steelville High School, junior guard Hannah Cottrell. Hannah, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and we appreciate you talking with us on Regional Radio.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.